April 20, Simple Faith and Unquestioning Obedience. And every one that hath forsaken houses, or brethren, or sisters, or father, or mother, or wife, or children, or lands, for my sake shall receive an hundredfold, and shall inherit everlasting life. Matthew 19:29. Many are strongly convinced of the truth, but either husband or wife prevents their stepping out. How can one who is in fellowship with Christ's sufferings refuse to obey his will and do his work? It is by following in the path of obedience and simple faith that the Christian character attains perfection. Christ has promised us sufficient power to reach this high standard. He says, "Whatsoever ye shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it. If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another Comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive." John 14:13-17. Consider this statement a moment. Why cannot the world receive the truth? Because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. Verse 17. The world is leagued against the truth because it does not desire to obey the truth. Shall I, who perceive the truth, close my eyes and heart to its saving power because the world chooses darkness rather than light? Shall I bind myself up with bundles of tares because my neighbors refuse to be bound up with the wheat? Shall I refuse light, the evidence of truth which leads to obedience, because my relatives and friends choose to follow in the paths of disobedience which lead away from God? Shall I close my mind against the knowledge of truth because my neighbors and friends will not open their understanding to discern the truth as it is in Jesus? Shall I refuse to grow in the grace and knowledge of my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ because my neighbors consent to remain dwarfs? We cannot overestimate the value of simple faith and unquestioning obedience.